Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. It turned out to be such a beautiful day here in the city compared to the little cold weather we had earlier this week. I'm so excited about the show today. We're talking about the faithfulness of God. Yes, we're talking about the faithfulness of God. God has been faithful. Also on the show today, we have a special guest, comedian Kay Webb out of Jacksonville, Florida. He will be live on the show today. Also, I'm going to have Rashawn Briscoe, my Chicago ministry assistant, talk about the girls' night out that's coming up here in Chicago. Dana Duffy, my ministry assistant out of Jacksonville, Florida, will talk about the Diamond Conference. Yes, the Diamond Conference that's coming up in Chicago, Illinois. So many awesome things are happening that we're doing to advance the kingdom of God. It's never about us, but it's always all about Him. It is time to press. It is time to be about our Father's business. It's time to reach souls. And we can't just say we going through this, we going through that, or we're sick, or we can't do it because of this. No, God is not listening to none of our excuses. We have a kingdom assignment to fulfill. There are literally people waiting on you to do what God called you to do to save them. We are to be truth bearers. We're light bearers in a dark world. So quitting is not an option. I don't care what's going on around us, how we feel, how our body wants to dictate to us what we can and cannot do. No, we bring that body under subjection right now in the name of Jesus. We command our bodies to line up and function according to the word of God, total and complete healing in our bodies. In Jesus' name. So I'm so excited about the show today, talking about the faithfulness of God. God has been so faithful. God has been faithful when we haven't even been faithful. God has been faithful. He's been a faithful God. If we look back over our life, I like to tell people, pull up your spiritual resume and reflect over your life and just think about the goodness of God. I don't even have to pull a scripture out to bring this point home today. Just think about the faithfulness of God. Even when you were less, God was faithful. I'm going to say that again. Even when you were faithless, God was faithful. He's always been faithful. He's always made a way. He's always came through. He's always looked out for us. He had us protected. He's been a hedge of protection around us. I love that song by Fred Hammond that says, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. We need Him to guide us. We need Him to protect us. We need Him to be that fence. I like to say that invisible force field that surrounds us and surrounds us. We're covered by the blood. Oh, Rambashaka. We're covered by the blood. The enemy can't go past the bloodline. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. We thank you, God, for being faithful, even when we were faithless. We're going to get back into that some more, but at this time, I'm going to ask Rashawn Briscoe in Chicago to talk about the girls' night out. Let's hear some excitement about the girls' night out that's coming up in Chicago. Rashawn, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Prophetess, for yielding the floor to me. How are you doing, everyone? We're going to have Girls Night Out at Applebee's this Thursday. I'm so excited. Our second Girls Night Out, October the 15th, from 7 to 9 at Applebee's in Ford City, 7519 South Cicero. Come out saved, unsaved. We just want a fellowship. And come out and have some fun. For more information, you can RSVP through me at 708-600-6993, or you can find me on Facebook at Broshan J. LeSure on Facebook. I'm yielding the floor back over to you, Prophetess.
Thank you so much, Sean. Yes, we are so excited about the Girls Night Out that's coming up again, the second Girls Night Out in Chicago at Ford City Mall, Applebee's. It is a time of fellowship. I call myself the social butterfly. I just enjoy meeting people. I love God's people, and I like to talk. Do y'all believe that? I'm actually a talker, so I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy meeting kingdom people. Let me just make that clear. I enjoy meeting kingdom folk. I enjoy meeting kingdom folk that are kingdom-driven, kingdom-focused, kingdom-oriented, all about the kingdom. Because if you're kingdom-minded, you know that the kingdom don't just exist in your church. The kingdom don't just exist in your fellowship. The kingdom don't just exist in your denomination. But the kingdom of God is everybody. We all are connected. So I enjoy meeting kingdom-minded folks, fellowshipping. I love for you to come out and tell me about your ministry. Tell me what you're doing in the city in Chicago or in the Midwest area. Let me know about volunteer opportunities. We do know that this is such a special month. This month of October is such a special month, and it really hits home for me. This is the month for domestic violence awareness. I'm going to say that again. The month of October is for domestic violence awareness. Get your purple on. Put on your purple lipstick. Put on your purple eyeshadow. Represent. Let's show support for the victims. I myself, I am a 7-year survivor. Yes, I was married and I was abused for 7 long years. I was abused emotionally, mentally. I was abused physically, and I was also abused sexually by the man that I was married to. But God, he delivered me. So I travel the country telling my story. I go to universities. I go to schools. I go to community organizations telling my story of how God delivered me. And I'm just going to share something with you, Radio Land. I'm going to be real transparent. I was 21 when I met this man that was 16 years older than me. He was a drug kingpin, and I was drawn in by the money because I was just a church girl. I had just been in church. So the streets ate me alive because I didn't know about the streets. I was green, as they would say. So this man drew me in with the money. I had everything. I had diamonds. I had new cars. I had jewelry. We took exotic trips. No matter where I wanted to go, the sky was the limit. He bought me a house at 22. I had a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home, brick with a game room, pool table, everything, jacuzzi. I had it all from the age of 21 up to 25. But it all came with a price. That love began to turn into being expressed through hitting me, tearing me down, tearing my self-esteem down, tearing my self-worth down. I was suicidal. I wanted to die. I wanted to kill myself. I didn't even want to live because I allowed my children to see this man abusing me, and it killed me to my heart to see the way my daughter looked at me like, Mama, why are you allowing this to continue? But I was drawn in by the money. I wanted the money, and I let it went on and continue year after year. I know over that 7-year period, I left this man over 20 times. I'm talking put my U-Haul truck furniture piped up, not moving around the corner, moving out of state, running on a high, trying to get away from this man. And he would pay my family. And they would tell him where I was. And he'll come find me and make me come back. And the abuse and the bondage will start all over again. The cycle went on for 7 years. But when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you will make a drastic change. When you get sick of your children looking at you, like, why are you allowing yourself to go through the abuse? When you get tired of your children failing in school because they can't sleep, because they hearing you get beat all night, they hearing you get cussed out, they're seeing you being drugged by your house through the house. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you will leave all that stuff. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of being abused. Everyone know he was beating me. I had so many police reports. The police will come, they'll take him to jail, I'll drop the charges, get him back out. It was so tired. I was drawn in by the soul ties. The soul ties had to be broken. And the soul ties was sexually. It was soul ties. He was working witchcraft against me. His family, they had all kind of stuff they were doing against me. I was raped by him and his friends. I was raped by him and women. Someone who I'm married to. For 7 long years, I went from being a happy, outgoing 21-year-old to being a suicidal woman by the age of 26. My life had just collapsed. It had just came to an end. I let this man beat me down, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally. I had a nervous breakdown. I was in a mental health hospital. Wasn't nothing wrong with me. He was the one crazy. But he told him I was the one crazy. So I'm in a mental health hospital. And I get out the mental health hospital, and I went right back to him again. Bondage. But the final straw, one particular day, he had been drinking all day. We have been fighting all day, that morning, from that morning to that evening, all day. I was so tired. And he pulled out a knife and he said he was going to kill me. And my two children, they were 5 and maybe 6, they were sitting at the table. And they see this man pull out a knife to kill me. And my daughter, she got a broom and she hit him in the head with a broom. And he turned around with the knife like he was going to hurt my daughter. And the mama instinct kicked in so quick. The adrenaline began to rush so quick through me that I took the knife out of his hand and I stabbed it in the back. And the knife came 2 inches from his heart. You can't tell me about the power of the Holy Ghost. Because if the devil would have had his way, Tamika Stewart would be in prison for attempted murder right now. So domestic violence is real. It is serious. It is nothing to play with. Don't take your children do that. Don't let your children see you suffer. They will lose all respect in you. And you will never be able to gain that respect back. You got to value your life. You got to value your well-being. You got to value your mental sanity. Why would you go through it over and over, day in and day out? I know that a lot of women are suffering from battle women syndrome because that's what you're used to. That's what you think love is. He loved me when he hit me. No, I stopped by to pull that stronghold down, to break and sever those soul ties. That is not love. That is abuse. That is not love. That is abuse. That is not love. That is abuse. Don't sit there and allow the enemy to kill you. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I gathered my little children up, and I left everything, all the material stuff, it didn't matter. All the jewelry, it didn't matter. None of it mattered. I let it all go. And I grabbed my two children, and we got on a Greyhound bus, and we came to Rockford, Illinois, where my dad was from. This was in 2005. I grabbed my children, and I left in 2005, and I got away from him. I got my two children, and we had our stuff in trash bags. I was leaving so quick, I couldn't even put my stuff in suitcases. And I grabbed my computer. I remember riding that Greyhound bus for almost 20 hours with my computer in my lap, because that's where the destiny was. That's where my vision was. It was in my computer. I didn't need nothing else but the vision that God had gave me. And I got on that Greyhound bus with my children, and that's when God did it. He severed the ties. He broke the soul ties. He freed me. Within 5 months later, I was divorced. My life began. My ministry was birthed out January 2006 after I got free in 2005. So, ladies, when I talk to you, it's because I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. I've lived it. And if God delivered me, He can deliver you. How faithful is our God? He is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. Don't miss your deliverance. Don't miss your breakthrough. This is your moment for change. This is your moment for deliverance. At this time, I have a special guest on. Comedian Kay Webb out of Jacksonville, Florida. We need to change the mood a little. So I'm going to give him the floor. Comedian, how are you doing today?
Hey, lovely, lovely, wonderful, wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Getting ready to go preach at 6 o'clock today in Chicago. So I'm trying to take it a little easy on the show today, but I tell you what's in you, it comes out.
Yes. I'm telling you, that's a blessing. I'm just been blessed by the show today, you know. And I just thank you for the opportunity to be on the show as well. You know, God is definitely moving, and there's a lot of healing that's taking place across the country. And the Bible says, lesser does good like a medicine. So that's a beautiful thing. So you delivered the spiritual message to encourage the hearts and minds of people during this month of celebration of deliverance from domestic violence and giving people hope. And now we're going to come with some laughter to kind of bring it all together.
You got the flow. Go at it. You got the flow.
Well, I tell you right now, you know, for those who don't know me, a little bit about myself. I was husky before I got fat. And, that's what it said on my pants. Husky Levi's, Husky Wranglers, Husky. And I'm telling you, there ain't nothing wrong with being husky. You know, I'm the smallest in my family. Yes. And I found out that people don't realize today that everybody has got a fat boy tendency. Everybody got a fat boy tendency. I'm going to prove it to you. If your alarm clock is a hot sign from Krispy Kreme, you got fat boy tendency. You just can't wait for that red light to come on. You in the midnight hour fiend and talking about, oh, Jesus, I just woke up. I need a little treat. You at the hot sign. You just waiting. I don't know about this. It's about 3:30, Lord. It's gonna, the light going to hit in just a minute. It's going to be on and popping right there, you know. If you might be, you know, you might be a little, you know, fat boy tendencies. If you go to tie your tennis shoes and you lose consciousness, you might have fat boy tendencies. I'm just saying, ain't nothing wrong with a little loving. That's all I'm saying. A little fluffiness ain't hurt nobody. It ain't hurt nobody. I come from a large family. You know, and You know, my family believe in being fruitful and multiplying. But, you know, I got an uncle that likes to argue with people. But when he argue with you, why he like to spell out your name when he argue with you? Like, that's defeating the purpose. I know you're talking to me right now. Why are you spelling my name, huh? And why are you spelling all the big argument words like, I'm going to get you? That's not even a real word. You stop spelling. I'm going to put you on jeopardy. Keep on. I'm just saying. My family is something else. But I'm out here. I'm enjoying myself. Prophetess, I used to be a teacher. I don't teach no more because the names of the kids is getting hard to pronounce. Yes, I was in the classroom and I had Lamangelo and Lamezulo in my class. And when I looked at the rocks, I said, that's lemon jello and orange jello. Stop spelling these kids' names wrong. You know, I had Ariel in my room. Phil, R-E-A-L. What is going on with these parents? Y'all need to get it together. I'm just saying. Set these children up for success. I had King Big Man. Now, what he going to do? He going to ride a tricycle to work every day? Because that's all he going to do, deliver newspapers on the side of the road, King Big Man. He can't be get it together, parents. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to help y'all out today. You know, it's tough out here. I think teachers should get post-traumatic teacher distress syndrome pain for dealing with these hard-headed kids in the classroom. It's tough. I hear being a teacher. I had a little girl roll up on me. She was in sixth grade, 6'4", 275 pounds, playing middle linebacker for Chicago Bears. And I said, hey, girl, you don't get down and get this lesson. I am not intimidated by you. And when she stood up over me, I was like, well, when you walk away, I'm going to talk again. That's all I'm saying. I'm not afraid of these kids. We got to get it together. We got to help them out, America. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm enjoying myself down here in the South. I just got back. You know what I'm saying? And I went to a small town in, I don't know if you've ever heard of Kingsland, Georgia. It felt like I was on the set of In Heat of the Night. Yes, I was looking for Sheriff Gillespie to come out at any moment, like, in the heat of the night. It was crazy up there. I'm telling you the truth. But I'll tell you what, Prophetess, I'm enjoying myself. It's a beautiful day. I've been fishing. I've just been enjoying the Lord. And I'm excited about what's happening, you know. A day like this makes me think, what would little Jesus do? You know, would little Jesus come out and do a miracle on today? You know, if little Jesus was in school, would he take the white milk and turn it into chocolate milk if he had chocolate milk? I'm just saying. I mean, what would little Jesus' miracle be? You know, these are the questions I have to ask myself. Yes, yes. So I'm just excited. I'm excited, and I just want to share a little laughter with the radio land. And people, if you got some suggestions, if you're going to reach out to me, tell me some things, got some ideas and inspirations that I can talk about. If you got a church announcement that I can make funny, I'm here for you, Comedian K. Webb. Prophetess, thank you for your time.
You don't have no church announcements for us today, Comedian K. Webb, no political bomb, you ain't got nothing for us.
Let me see what I got for the church announcement today. Let me see. I wish I had some church music in the background that they could play
metachristianally. You know, we got to get you some audio. Hey, I'm going to look you up. I'm going to get that organ.
Yes, yes. You know what I'm saying? I tell them to play in Z-flat. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come on through. You know, I'm just saying, you know, why don't the choir directors direct like they used to back in the day? You know, all traditional, and now they direct like they're in a competition. Like they're a marching band choir director from an HBCU. You ever see the Elvis get at it? Like, you better come in. Like, you don't get no attitude with me, Mr. Choir Director. I'm trying to sing for Jesus, you know, to make everything all right. Prophetess, I'm telling you, we got to get together soon so we can put together this DVD for this comedy show, and we're going to really show these people what God got in store for the church body.
Hey,
well,
amen,
yes,
amen. I'm so looking forward to getting you up to the Chicago area soon. I am so looking forward to that. I wish we had time to make that happen at the Diamond Covers, but we need to have dialogue. It's been such a busy week for me, but I am going to reach out to you, and we're going to make something happen, Comedian. We're going to make something. We're going to do something big for the kingdom. Amen?
Yes, yes, amen, amen. Well,
I thank
you.
So
I love
much.
You, and I'm supporting you.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to support you too, man of God. Hey, we looking forward. Now, next Saturday, we want the church announcements. We want the political roundup. I mean, we want to laugh next week.
On the political tip, they better leave Hillary alone, Providence. Why are they still messing with Hillary's email? They still trying to mess with Hillary's email. Leave her email alone. You know you don't mess with a woman's email, and you better not go in her purse. You might not.
It's like they in a purse in an email a lot.
They better leave it alone. They better leave it alone. She's going to pull a 22 out on them in the name of the Lord. She got her own protection.
You know what? If that's all they got is email, that tell you something right there.
It's the witch hunt. They trying to find something.
They got the grill on this email, I tell you. But I'm so happy to have you part of the show. There are a lot of great things that God has been giving me that I'm going to talk to you about, and we look forward to you coming on the show. Hey, next Saturday I'll be in Iowa stumping for Hillary, so I will be in Davenport, Iowa. We'll be doing a show live out of Iowa. We're not going to have the problems we had last time in Iowa. We're going to be good. We're going to be ready to go. We're going to be on point. So, yeah, next week we will be broadcasting live out of Davenport, Iowa. Thank you, Comedian Well. Keep me in your prayers. I'll keep you in mind. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Amen. I was waiting on Dana Duffy to come on the line, but I'm going to go ahead and do it and talk about this Diamond Conference. Ladies, we are on countdown to the Diamond Conference in Chicago. I'm crowning every woman with a tiara. We're going to have an awesome time. Women are coming in from all over the United States. We got vendors coming in from Wisconsin, coming in from Houston, Texas. We are going to have a stellar time in Chicago at the Renaissance Hotel in Northbrook. The theme of the conference is Diamonds Don't Crack. Listen to me. Diamonds don't crack. Ladies, you need to register right now. I suppose it took the registration up, but I got so many emails where women were interested in it. I've extended it out, giving you more time to get registered. Registration fee is $65. You can register on www.tamikostewart.com, or you can call the ministry office in Chicago. Our number is 312-912-2036. That's 312-912-2036. If you need to, let me help a sister out. You can break your payment up. Yes, you can do the Diamond Conference payment plan. If you need to break your payment up, we will work with you. We want you to be here. We don't want you to miss this time of impartation. You don't want to miss this moment. It is ordained for some of you to be here because you're getting ready to shift into your destiny, your purpose. You're getting ready to walk into a season of your life where God is getting ready to do great things for you and great things through you. So you do not want to miss that Diamond Conference. And before the Diamond Conference, we have a treat. The Queen, yes, Prophetess Tamiko, will be in the A. I will be in Atlanta, Georgia, flying down October the 30th. I'll be there all weekend. Sonia, I'm going to be all over Atlanta October the 30th, 31st, and November the 1st. You do not want to miss the Women at the Well First Annual Women's Conference. Yes, the Women at the Well First Annual Women's Conference. I'm going to put, there is a flyer for the conference, but I'm going to customize one for the Queen so y'all can know where to find me. I'm getting so many calls and messages from people in Atlanta saying, Queen, where you going to be? We coming out to support you. I will be speaking that Friday night, October the 30th, that Friday night, I will be speaking at 7:30 p.m. So look for that flyer. I'm going to get it up on all social media platforms probably tomorrow, because today I'm so excited. Today I'm getting ready to go preach at the commission and release of Apostle Verna Williams. She's headed to Kenya, Africa. Yes, she is headed to Kenya, Africa, and I get to be the person that speaks over her life and declares and decrees over her life before she go on her crusade in Kenya, Africa. She has been covering them for 3 years, so now she's going to go see the manifestation of her prayers, the centers they built, the shelters and the schools. She's getting ready to go to Kenya and see the fruit of her labor, Mission Africa. So I am so excited. Y'all pray for the queen. I got a busy, busy weekend. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. And we so excited today for the message that was shared about the faithfulness of God. God has been faithful. I don't know. If he ain't been faithful to nobody else, he's been faithful to me. God has been faithful to Tamiko Stewart. When I tell you, when I look like over my life and how I made it over, my, God has been faithful to me, and I give him all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. I just thank him so very much for all that he's done for me. So you be blessed on this day. Know that quitting is not an option. I love you all with the love of Christ. If you would like to partner with this ministry or with the Quinnell Radio Show, call our ministry office at 312-912-2036. That's 312-912-2036. We would love for you to partner with us. Help us advance the kingdom of God by spreading his word all across the nation. Well, until next week, when I'll be broadcasting live out of Davenport, Iowa, know that I love you with the love of Christ and that quitting is not an option. Have a good weekend. Goodbye.